News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Day.
Yeah.
Now, you may have heard this story, the GAA catfish story. It has gone viral all around the country. But one South Dublin secondary school has been plunged into acrimony. Threats of protest from parents and a legal row after it was claimed online that one of its teachers is the woman behind the infamous GAA catfish and is indeed the catfish. And Ellen Coyne, special correspondent with the Irish Independent, joins us this morning. Ellen, first of all, can you kind of briefly remind us of the GAA catfish story for people maybe not familiar with it?
Of course. So this was a sensational podcast, two-part podcast, originally released by the Two Johnnies in May 2022. It detailed how one of the two Johnnies, Johnny B, had actually been duped into like an online romantic relationship with a catfish. For the uninitiated, it's somebody who kind of poses as somebody else online and uses somebody else's identity, sometimes to extort money, other times just to get into romantic relationships. And the two Johnnies revealed how this person dubbed the GAA catfish because of her proclivity for targeting Gaelic footballers, maybe hurlers, and also some men from the world of entertainment, had targeted dozens of men, including Johnny B. So they released this podcast in May 2022, which kind of told Johnny B's own story and also the research that they'd done on the scale of this catfish. And the podcast just became a sensation. It's been listened to over 1 million times.
Yeah, because people are fascinated, aren't they? This woman allegedly has a false profile and then engages in romantic relationships. There's no question of extortion or anything that we know, but romantic relationships with people, but not as herself, as somebody else, basically. Isn't that it?
Yeah, and she had stolen photographs from like a British influencer and kind of used her photographs to build this persona. But she claimed that she was like a GAA fan, I think from Tipperary or Limerick. And she would kind of use that to make it seem like she was kind of connected to sporting local communities to kind of gain people's trust.
So where are we at now, Ellen? Why is this back in the news? And what is the connection to this school in Rathfarnham?
So after the podcast was released in May 2022, even though the two Johnnies had been very careful to keep the identity of the catfish a secret, within hours, an online gossip forum called Tattle Life had published the name of this teacher, Niamh Farrell, who is a music teacher at a secondary school in Rathfarnham in Dublin, and claimed that she was the GAA catfish. Now, we have to stress that Ms. Farrell says that that is absolutely not true. She says that she has not engaged in catfishing, that these allegations were absolutely false. But at the time, her school was alerted to the fact that her name had been posted online. Parents started getting in touch. She was signed off work for 2 weeks, but she told her principal that the allegations were false. And at that point in time, the principal kind of accepted it because he said he thought that there would be no repetition. Fast forward to January of this year, 2025. And as your listeners are probably aware, the two Johnnies released the third part of the GAA catfish podcast series. They said that they had been alerted to the fact that this catfish had continued, that she had actually gotten worse. She had been catfishing people all throughout 2024 and had made more serious allegations. Niamh Farrell's name was circulated online again. She went into work on the 13th of January, the day the podcast was released, and she told her principal that she was doing okay. She didn't need any time off work. This is the point at which her relationship with the school soured. The school claims that she admitted she was at the person at the centre of the podcast. She denied it. The school started disciplinary proceedings against her. She took legal action against it. And yesterday she secured an injunction against that disciplinary process that could have seen her lose her job.
The school securely took disciplinary action because they said that the school is now being brought, as my understanding, into ill repute. But we have to stress that this teacher in question denies all of these allegations. And we don't know the situation. And there have been welfare checks, to my knowledge, carried out on this woman that we should stress that we are not verifying or endorsing. We don't know who the catfish is currently. Is that the situation, Ellen?
That's the case. And I suppose when Niamh was making her argument in her sworn statement against her school, she was saying that the disciplinary process was unfair because the school published this report into the effect that this controversy has had on the school. Like, parents have been threatening to pull their kids out of the school. They've been talking about protesting outside the school. There's been like a relationship breakdown between teachers and management. But Niamh is saying that she maintains she has been falsely accused. She is not the GAA catfish. And she's saying that the things that disruption caused is not her her fault. It's the fault of the controversy and the GAA catfish and the public pressure that has been put on the school. But she is saying that, again, that this person is not her, that she has been falsely accused.
This story, I suspect, will run for a little bit longer than this as well. Thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Ellen Coyne, their special correspondent with The Independent. Up.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.